Yeah. Vaisha kibol Torah misinit. Rav Enigin says, and it says, Moshe kibol Torah misinai. In Ben Torah shebiksav, Ben Torah shebalpeh. So it says, Moshe kibol Torah. The kavon is both Torah shebiksav. And Ben Torah shebalpeh. Sha'atoyer beferusheon nitno. Because when the Boroilim gave Torah, he gave it together with a Pirush. Then a Torah Shebiksav, that's a sacred Torah. Torah Shebal Peh, that's the Pirush, and the Torah Shebiksav. That's how he touches. Sha'atoyer beferusheon nitno. It's not two separate Torahs. It's a Torah with its Pirush. But the Pirush was Biksav. The Etzim Torah was Biksav, and the Pirush was Balpeh. Shibaloi Chayin, Yi Efshir Lamod Bo. L'chur means to say that it's mukroch. But then when the Boroilim gave Torah Shebiksav, so it's mukroch that he also gave the Torah Shebalpeh. Because without the Torah Shebalpeh, it's not shaykh to understand the kavon of the Torah Shebiksav. Isn't that not shaykh? The Boroilim gave something that was not understandable. It's not mavura. It's behechrak. It was also given the Torah Shebal Peh. That's what he says. And we see that the Hagan, that it's very interesting. Be'etzem, that we see that the lemaisa. That the Moshel, the Karoim. So they came up with a Shita that they weren't the first ones, but they're one of the most famous ones, Ms. Donald. That all there is Torah Shebiksav, and you have to understand it exactly the way it says it, and then they're coming from Torah Shebal Peh. Is the Moshel by the Karoim. So on Shabbos, so they don't have any fire in the house. You're not allowed to have any fire. That's why the meeting by Klal Yisrael also had Cholent on Shabbos, Chamin, in order that Fakert, that we're going to have a fire going the whole Shabbos, and we're going to eat something that toast that was kept warm on the fire, lafuki from them. Is so the very that's what's come lafuki from. But it happens to be very interesting that why should there be more of a kefir in Torah Shebal Peh than Torah Shebiksav? In Torah Shebiksav also maybe so Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it himself. So what's the difference between Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh? That this is poshut, and this became a mokum that some people are koifer. It's interesting. To Bishleima, if we would have the luchos, so that I could understand that the luchos would not be shaykh to be koyfer in them. Not only because the luchos, as it says, Xava, the luchos is a maisa nisim. The machloikis, the ma'aseh nisim means that the ksav of the luchos was all the way through. wasn't written on one side, but the Ksav went all the way through to the other side. Is Mimela the R? That's in Chazal. It's not the, you know, that there is a day that says that the Maisa Nisim in the Luchos was that the same way it was read on this side, it was read on the other side. Hagam L'chor, if you read it on one side, it goes all the way through. When you read it on the other side, it should be read backwards. But then it was read the same way on both sides, which is another the Ganes. And according to another day, is that there are certain oisies that at Lamoshal Amem is written like this. Is there's in the middle there's a or Samach, so it's all around. There's nothing there, and the middle there's nothing to stand in. It look like a Samach, which is standing in the air. So that's another day. So, but chutz mizeh, that min astam, that the luchos, that the ksav of the luchos, the Baraulim, b'kaviyochel ba'atznoi, wrote that, is the male, the kedushas haluchos was such, it's not shat to be kofer. Not shat fear. Because it's the kedusha shaboy, it's so tangible, and it's yizdik. It's not shaykh to be koifer. It's not shaykh. Just like you see a table. You can be koifer. There's a table here. No, it's here. So kedusha also is the same thing. If there is a hashrov of kedusha that is mamish. Murgosh b'metzias, it's not shaykh kfir in that. That I don't understand. But Torah shebiksav is why weren't the karoim kfir in that just like Torah shebalpeh? I mean, it's not shfir because they wanted the new brand of Yiddishkeit. There shouldn't be the Yitzhak horror. It's not we can't ask so many kashas on it.
Weren't the Karam around during the time of the Beis
HaMikdash? What?
Weren't the Karam around?
No, the cast of the Karam started during the time of the Goyim. For Stukim by Susim, Liminei and them. The Karam started with the Machlokes. I don't remember who it was now, I forget the names, but it was the Machlokes at the time of the Goyim. So it was the Machlokes, who should become the Reish Galusa, the Chulu. Because of that, someone started a whole new sect because he wanted to become the Reish Galusa. They were in the Negiyot to do. What did the Maskilim do? The same thing. They had in the Negiyot. They wanted to do mitzvahs. They started to sell the whole Lushita. The Yitz of Horus, it hasn't changed over the last 6,000 years, 5,000 years since it's come out. These guys are doing the same job he did. It's even more easier for him now than it used to be because people used to be much stronger to be snagged to the Yitz HaHorah. Now he's in Florida half the year. He doesn't have to work. I would say, the Mechuyish to Garashi. Parshas Truma. It says in this Asiyas Ha'orim. Vinosata el ha'orim es ha'edus asher eitin elecha. That the Borim to Moshe Rabbeinu that he should put inside the orim the edus asher eitin elecha. So what are these edus that he's supposed to put in the orim? So anyone that reads the pasuk is going to say, it's a shaila, the luchos edus. Kumus again Rashi. Says name, it's not the Pshat. It's Rashba. It's a Eidus Haluchis. Shin Eidus to Bris Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Lekach Nikru Luchos HaBris. Right? Rashba. Pshuto Shul Nikru. So Rashi, name, that's not the Pshat Bechlal. Ho Eidus HaToyra. Means the Sefer Toyra. That's a kash. The Rashi himself says later on in Pude that it means haluchos. Whatever the terutz are going to be, but Rashi, what interests us now is just what Rashi says. Ho edus means ha Torah, shehi le edus beni uveneichem shetzivisi eschem mitzvos haksuvos ba. Yeah, you remember this Rashi? This Rashi, so this Rashi, you should have had a Torah in Gadol. Rashi says the Torah. Torah means that there is this machlokes that it says in the pasuk that you're supposed to put the sefer Torah somewhere near the Oron. It's machlokes Tanoim, Amoroim. It's machlokes in Gemara that where was it put? Was it inside the Oron together with the luchos, or was there an luchos that made an extra daf madaf, you know, sticking out, and that's where they put the sefer Torah? It's machlokes in Gemara. But Rashi learns here that it says Nasat El Oron that the Sefer Torah was put inside the Oron itself. Hagan, there was no room because the Luchos took up the whole thing, and the Oron was a Maisa Nisa. We don't have Kashis Maisa Nisa, the Gemara in Baba Basra. Ho Eidus, it says like this: HaTorah Shehila Eidus Beni Vineichem. It says the Sefer Torah is an Eidus. Between the Bar Olam and Klal Yisrael, Shetzivisi Eschem, that the burning was mitzava the mitzvus haksuvos bo. That it says here that the Sefer Torah itself is an edus that the Bar Olam was mitzava the mitzvus that it says in the Torah. It's very fair. I can say it to Meir Latzma. Meir Latzma. The Sefer Torah we made. The mitzvus were from the Bar Olam. Can be made lots before. So when you get to Truman, it's not so far you'll tell me the chat. But I'll call Pani. Yeah, but it's not Negeta's correct of the chat. What Negeta is only that it says here that the Sefer Torah says Eidus, that everything that's written in the Sefer Torah is Emes. Right? Dainus, it's Eidus Mineu Bei. It doesn't need an Eidus Mibachutz. But it's an Eidus Mineu Bei, that if someone sees a Sefer Torah and he reads it, not a Chumash, this is not a Sefer Torah. Chumash doesn't have that Inyan. But the Sefer Torah itself has in it an Inyan that anyone that will see the Sefer Torah and learn from it will hear Eidus, that everything that it says in the Sefer Torah is Emes. Is Mimela. It should come out that it's not shayach, but it only says beini uveneichem. The Eidus is only for a yid, doesn't help for a goy. So it's just like Shabbos. Oisi beini uveneichem. Shabbos is only ois between Klal Yisrael and the Bor Olam. It's not an ois for goyim. But it says over here also that this Eidus is an Eidus beini uveneichem between the Bor Olam and Klal Yisrael. That it's the Torah, Sefer Torah is made, that everything that's kosher in the Sefer Torah is Emes. Is Memela, so it's not Shayach to be kosher in the Sefer Torah. Yeah, I mean, it's everything is Shayach, right? I'm just, I just go out to see what's going on in the street, people are cut to the code, how many kosher there are. But I'm just saying, if we're asking a question, that what's the difference between the kfira in the Sefer Torah and a kfira in Torah Shebal Peh, that they don't get away with Rashi. That the Sefer Torah is made al atzma that it's emes, and you don't have that you don't have on Torah Shebal Peh, that it's made al atzma that it's emes. Is a myth. That's why it's shayach to start to you can have a cast that will split the two, and say that only. That the Sefer Torah is that Masha Kosova Torah is Tan Nimsa the Moshe Sinai, but Torah Shabbat Pair that Moshe Rabbeinu made up. Yeah, that's the Chura, that's what it says here.
Well, what does Rashi mean that it is made on itself? What does that mean it's made on itself?
Exactly what it says. Yeah, tomorrow morning is Kriyas HaTorah. So, you know, when they take it out and they put it over there, so go next, they look inside, and you know, your Torah to be made, that everything that it says there is emes.
Why not by the Chumash again?
What?
Why isn't that
true
by just Chumash?
Yeah, because the Sefer Torah is Kedusha Sefer Torah. Kedusha Sefer Torah. The Isis of the Sefer Torah, when the written Kedin, the Kedusha, are mechuber to Ruchnius Lamaila. In the Shirish of Torah Lamaila Hashemai, is Memela. There's a Chalos Kedusha on a Sefer Torah. So I would assume that that's why it's only by a Sefer Torah and not by a Chumash. But I'll call punning. I'm you don't understand the Chal. This Rashi, and I don't either. I can't have a pshat, but you know, it's still. It's Mishneh Geah. Not the Geah the pshat. Because why? Because even if I know the pshat, but if I don't take a sefer Torah and it's made to me, then the pshat isn't worth too much. All right, there's a Rashi, there's a Kasha. On the Kasha, there's a Teretz, there's a Hesber, shame. Now, after I have the Kasha and I have the Teretz and I take the sefer Torah, now does say it is to me? Still the same. Doesn't say it is to me. So it's a nice shtickle Torah to make myself feel good that I said pshat Rashi. Vertachlis, you know, I still am rochuk from the what this Rashi is telling me. Is Mimela. So the only thing it's a pshat like that. It didn't help me a kihuzeh l'gabi that I should hear the Eidus. It's the Torah calls it Eidus. Means to say that someone that sees the Sefer Torah should. It's the same thing as you walk into a Beis Din. Right, if the basin is in session, and you walk in and you hear Ada saying kach v'kach, Sheruven chayv the Shimon meya dollar. Right, so now you walk out and said, yeah, there's Ada. There was Ada. You can say Ada is kavul basin. There's no din loshen hor on that anymore. That there's Ada since it's kavul basin. Maybe it depends what it is, but yeah. But I call buddy. I can say I heard Ada but basin, but that kach v'kach for you. So it's borer to misha kach for you. And so it says here that someone that picks up the sacred Torah, it looks in it, should hear the Torah being made, the Beis Din, that whatever it says, whatever you're reading in this sacred Torah is emes, nitin from the Boro. So as long as we don't hear that, so we have to look for hearing aid. No, since there must be some hearing aid that maybe just whacks in the ears. If there's something causing that we don't hear, b'chlal, what the sacred Torah is telling us. Right?
Is there an answer to that? I'm saying, what are
you supposed to do about that?
Like, the more we learn, the more we, like, what?
Well, if in order to hear that, we're going to I'll give you an example, okay? I'll give you an example. Here. This you say every day. It says, "Va'ashem mishorosav kulam oyndim berumoylam." Right, yotzim mishorosim. The Boroylam created a yetzir of mishorosim. He doesn't need them, but he created them. So, what does this mishorosim do? So, the bracha here gives a gans reshima of the things that these mishorosim do. The first thing it says, "Va'ashem mishorosav kulam oyndim berumoylam." Where are these mishorosim? They're not in the room here, right? The berumoylam. Where is berumoylam? Right here. But in the Reimimus of where we are, not in the Gashmius. There's a room oilam. Yeah, it says we're just reading. I'm reading and translating. It says here that there's an oilam and there's a room oilam. So the Mishorsim are there. So what do the Mishorsim do? The first thing it says is that Umashmin biyira, the Mashmin with Yira, Yachad Bekoil, Divre Elokim Chaim Umelech Oilam. The Divre Elokim Chaim is the Elohim Chaim, that's the shame that the Boroilim is Mashgiach on the world. Umelech Oilim is his Mashgiach, he's Moilech, he's Goyzer, he's Mekayim, he's Maniga Oilim, right? So, well, if there's Divrei Elohim Chaim, he's saying the Gzeiros. So if you're saying the Gzeiros, if you should get ears, you hear the Gzeiros, right? So they hear the Gzeiros, and then they mashmim what the Gzeiros are. Mashmim b'yiro yach b'koil Divrei Elohim Chaim melech oilam. The Gzeiros of the Bura Oilam is being Goyzer, these Mishorasim hear it, and then they tell it. That's what they do, yeah. Shame. So, I don't remember who it was right now, but there was the person that was there wrote it. I can't remember exactly who it was. One of the Talmidim, the Chofetz Chaim, and he said that the during World War I, so that the yeshiva was begolus somewhere in Russia. They ran away from Rabin into Russia to get out of the way of the Milchama. And the Chofetz Chaim used to ask him, what's doing with the Milchama? So the Chofetz Chaim asked him, and he started saying it, and the Chofetz Chaim finished off with what he was about to say. Kachol Yemaisa. Keseder, not once. So how the Chofetz Chaim know? So he said, it's Mishorsa Kulum Oilim Brum Oilim, Mashin Beyir Yach Bekol Divro. The Chofetz Chaim heard. The Chofetz Chaim was one of the Mishorsim where was he Oimed? Brum Oilim. He was in a Oilim of Ruchnius. And there you can hear what the Bor Oilim saying. You hear all the Xayers from the Bor Oilim, Amish Kilo, when you're reading the newspaper. You read the newspaper, get it first hand. The newspapers write about it after it happened. But Chofetz Chaim heard about it beforehand. So why did he ask? Basically. Lo yedeh. I don't know. Maybe held it to chiyuv if he heard his chiyuv to mashmiya. So Mamela first he finished off with the person said, I don't know. We don't ask Kasha to Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim is not shy after. I saw that I saw someone said Moshe Neponovich wrote that someone asked him the yachas the Chofetz Chaim with the Chazon Ish that he was mekura with both of them. So he didn't say anything. A half hour later, so he said that if the Chazon Ish was an Odom, the Chofetz Chaim was a Malach. That's what he said. So what do we know? But I call punning, so a malach, a zucher. Yeah, so here we have a caveat. I'm just bring this as a dogma that we have that the Bura Oilam is being mashmi at the Gzeiros. And someone that's Oimid Bura Oilam can hear it. You can hear the Gzeiros. So when you want to know, you want to be able to hear the Xayers here? Says it's no problem at all. Kul mahubin, kul berurin, kul giboirin, kul kdoishin. No problem at all. Isn't it Mimelim? Who I did? That if the Sefer Torah is being made on its amitius. So if Rashi says that, Pshat in the Pasuk, I don't know if it's a Chazal, it says, Ein Tanchuma. It says it's in Parshat Pekudah, you have to see what it's Parshat. It's not a Mufurish Chazal. It says, look over there, it must be you. So it's even inside. But Rashi is if Rashi is its own Pshat, it's also Mokar. But the Vaisa, there's a lot of Chazals, Medroshim Chulu, that the Rishonim had that we don't have anymore. It's Mimela, it's Minastam Rashi's Mokar is a Medrash, but he didn't write what the Mokar is, and it could be it's one of the Medrashim that we lost. But a Koponim, that Rashi says that if a person would have ears, then if he would Mitoich, the Kri of in the Sefer Torah, he would hear the Eidus that the Sefer Torah says that everything that you are now reading is ours. But you have to have ears. Yeah, so for certain things you have to have ears. Hashemayim misaprim kvod Hashem, right? So you did, when was the last time you heard the Shemayim talking? So you have to have ears. Let's go outside and look at that and listen. Maybe it's that the sound waves don't come through the window. In terms of you have to have ears. That's much easier. To hear the Shemayim is much easier than to hear the Sefer Torah. But I'm just saying that it's kind of that we see that I'm just saying that the Maisa, we see that there were kitos that were coherence in Torah Shebal Peh, but not in Torah Shebiksav. Why? Because the all these kitos Be'etzim were doing it in Torah Negiah, that they wanted to go connected the Chachomim, and they wanted to start a new Kass. And they knew that how much they could get away with. So they knew if they're going to be Koyfer and Torah Shebiksav also, that's what I'm telling. No one's going to listen to them. Torah Shebal Peh, they saw they had a chance. So that means to say that the Emuna in Torah Shebiksav is Mushras Breklal Yisrael more than the Emuna in Torah Shebal Peh. So that needs a Hesber. I don't know. But I'm saying that the Fidus Rashi, we have a mahala because the Sefer Torah is made on its amitius.
Why would the Sefer Torah need to be made if only people that can hear that are the people that don't need?
Tell me, why do we need the Sefer Torah to be made, Bechal? Just like Torah Shebal Peh, there's no Eidus, and we know it's Emes. So Torah Shebal Peh is actually the same thing. Yeah, it's a good kasha. Yeah. So it's not fair, Be'etzim, because the Rabbein Yonah says that the Torah Shebiksav, what he's saying here now, is that the Torah Shebiksav is also made on the Torah Shebal Peh. Be'etzim. Why? Because since Torah Shebiksav is not understandable without Torah Shebal Peh, is the mail of Torah Shebal Peh, if there's Eidus on the Torah Shebiksav, that it's Emes is automatically Eidus on the Torah Shebal Peh also. If that's Emes, it says in the Torah Shebiksav, I don't know if he brings that example, he brings examples, but he doesn't bring, the partial example that it's tefillin. Sechtu ukshartu lois al yotcha, right? So now what are you supposed to do? That's tefillin. So what are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to kosher on your hand now? Oh, yeah. But Adzikah would not come up with all the hilchos tefillin from that. And there's a black box. When the Shel Yad has one bias, the Shel Rosh has four buttons. That if I would understand those language, Toitophos is two, Ba'afriki is two, and two is four. So maybe if I understood those languages, I would know what to do. But I'll call Pahim, but all the Hilchos Tefillin, the Duki Halachas, how to make Tefillin, and how to make the Parshias, and the Chulu, Chulu. So it's not Shech that to know it, Mitoch HaKsav. So it's Mukhrach, that there must have been a Torah Shebal Peh that was Nimser Yachad with that in order to explain it. So Mimela, the Eidus on the Torah Shebiksav is automatically an Eidus in the Torah Shebal Peh also. Because since it's not, this was given, if there's Eidus, this was given to the Bor Olam, and it can't be understood on its own, so the Bor Olam must have been the Perish also. So that lies in the Eidus of both of them. So since that's a lump to Shaida, so it's easier to be kofer in the Torah Shebal Peh part than the Torah Shebiksav part. Yeah, but that's the yeah. Yeah. You're still asking what's the meaning of this Eidus, right? That's what you're asking. But that's not the Nogetas right now. That's a Dover Omoy, what the meaning of the Eidus is. Why it needs what Chalaka Eidus in Torah, Oisai Sechulu. That's a Sugya if the Asman. It's not Noget to this Ravena Yoni here, right? We want to concentrate more on what he's trying to tell us. So that's his first yisoid here. When it says Moshe keep the Torah miSinai, we have to know that the kavod is both Torah shebiksav and Torah shebalpeh, right? So I was just saying that it's mashma mitvorov that Torah shebiksav is poshut, and his kanti mechad is also Torah shebalpeh. So we ask, why is one more poshut than the other? That's when we went off on this beer. But Etzim, what he's saying is that he's telling us that both of them were Nita. Yeah, okay. Save it.